What's up, Blind Cool Tech? This is Darren Duff, and I tried to do a podcast yesterday on iOS 4 for the iPod Touch and iPhone. It's 2 p.m., according to my phone, and that podcast didn't work out so great, and I figured, you know, I've only had my iPod Touch for about...
the top of the hour. It's 2 o'clock p.m. Okay, I'm done.
Sorry, guys, all my clocks are going off. that was my Steve's clock. So anyway, I figured, you know, let somebody else do the iOS 4 podcast that could possibly do better job than me, because I'm a Windows user, and I've only had my iPod for almost a month, not quite a month. But anyway, I am here to talk about the something about the iPod. I love my iPod Touch. I'm totally hooked on it. I would like to do a podcast one day in regards to how iTunes handles with Windows. Now, I have heard from a third-party source that Apple does not support... let me rephrase that. Apple's tech support will not give you any tech support for iTunes with Windows because it is running on Windows. I don't understand that. I think that's bad customer service, and maybe somebody from Apple or somebody that works for Apple can expand on that a little bit. But that's just my opinion. Anyway, what I'm going to talk about is an application for the iPod Touch and iPhone. It's a Bop It-like game application, which is relatively accessible for the most part. It's called Smack Me. Yes, you heard me right. It's called Smack Me. And it's an iPod application for the iPhone and iPod Touch. Now, this game has two versions. It has a light version, which if anyone that has an iPod Touch or iPhone knows, the light version means it's free. And it's usually just doesn't have as many features as the full version. That way you can check out the light version, decide if you like the game / program / application / whatever. And then if you like it, you can support it by purchasing the full version. Now, a lot of applications in the App Store are 99-cent applications. This one, however, the full version, is $1.99. Okay, so it's $1.99, so practically $2 for the full version. I have bought the full version because I like the light version. So let's start it up and show you how it works. I'll talk a little bit about it as well. It has, Smack Me is actually, there's a little robot on screen, and he gives you commands, and it, you know, it has sounds as well as graphics, so it's got sound and graphics. And basically, it's a Bop It game. He'll either tell you to smack me, which means you smack the front of the iPod, not really hard, but just, you know, lightly. Shake me, where of course you shake the iPod. Pinch me, where you take two fingers, put them on the front of the iPod, and pinch them together. And then if you get high enough in the game, you'll have two additional commands that are unlocked. One is freeze me, where you just don't do anything, and one is lift me. It took me a while to figure that one out. That's where you actually lift your iPod in the air very quickly, like you're going to throw it, but you don't throw it, obviously. So you'll need a real good case to something that will provide you some grip for your iPhone or iPod so you don't go flinging it around. So you can either use silicone skin for mine, and I also have a little aluminum leather case made by Purporta. Those of you who've heard my previous podcast will know that I love Purporta and a lot of products that they make. So let's unlock the iPod here. Let's wake it up, and we'll start Smack Me. I'm going to turn the volume up a little bit. Now I've got my speech going pretty fast here, but that's okay because we're not going to use VoiceOver. Now, once you start the game, some of the buttons are actually unlabeled and don't work with VoiceOver, so that's certainly something. I'm going to review the app in a minute and recommend that the developer would use the VoiceOver API and make it so the buttons will read with VoiceOver. But you don't actually need VoiceOver for the gameplay. In fact, I'd recommend you turn it off. Because you won't be able to play the game unless you do turn off VoiceOver. And that's simple, very simple to do. You just, if you have it configured on your iPod, you can press the home key 3 times to turn off VoiceOver. And then you press it 3 times to turn it back on. So let me navigate to the icon here. Oop, I'm on the wrong page. gonna go over to, there it is, Smack Me. So I'm going to open the app with a double tap. Okay, so now it's open. I'm going to turn off VoiceOver. So now we're on the home screen. I'll go ahead and turn the volume up on the iPod Touch. And you can hear it's got like Nintendo music. So it's loading right now. And the music plays while it loads. And so the robot is going to give us commands, and we're going to do what he tells us to do. It may be a little hard to hear, but I think you'll get the hang of it. So I'm going to go ahead and smack the front of the iPod to go ahead and start the game. Smack me. Hopefully you can hear that. Okay, so we're leveling up. Pinch me. Smack me. Shake. Be quiet, computer. I'm sorry, guys. Congratulations. You are now advancing to the next level. Third level here. Gosh. My computer keeps talking. Congratulations, you are now advancing to the next level. Okay. So as you can see, it's a lot like Bop It. It's getting pretty fast now. We're almost lost. Okay, now that is my first time actually beating the game. I have never gotten 100% at that game before, and I just did. So that's Smack Me. It's pretty easy. I'm going to turn on VoiceOver now, because what it's done is it's given me a screen where I can actually type in my name and click done, and it will actually upload my score to the game board online, so we can compare scores with people. So I'm going to use touch typing now. Okay, so I just typed my name there, so now I'm going to find the done button. Takes a bit of fishing around. There we go, there's the done button. And it puts us back to the start of the game. So what I'm going to do now is I'm gonna mute my computer because it's talking way too much. And we're going to play another round of Smack Me, and I'm going to let you guys actually hear what's going on this round. And hopefully you can hear what's going on. I'm sorry if it's not loud enough. We're going to play one more round and see if I can get 100%. I've never gotten 100% before, so that was... And we'll see if we can unlock the other two, things that you can do. So I'm going to go ahead and smack the iPod to start. Uh-oh. Looks like we've already unlocked the other levels. So I leveled up there. So here we go again. I lost. Okay, so I just lost the game. And let's go ahead and play one more round just for the heck of it, and then I'll go ahead and end the podcast. By the way, this application is made by a company called SmackNet, and you can find it just by doing a search on the App Store for Smack Space Me, and you'll find it. So let's go ahead and play one more round here. Alright, let's do one more round, and then we'll go ahead and end it. And this is kind of a physical exercise. This is a lot like Bop It Extreme, especially when you get to the other two actions where you have to smack me, freeze me. I'm sorry, smack me, pinch me, shake me, freeze me, or lift me. And for lifting me, you actually have to kind of throw the iPod up in the air. Not literally throw it, but you know, keep your hand on it and just kind of shoot your hand up in the air. So let's play again. So when it says, freeze me, you just don't move. I did it! But it didn't work. So I want to see if I can start all over at the slow level and get 100% again. Because I've never done that before. Here we go. Smack. Smack, pinch, smack. I'm going to the next level. I'm not going to talk. This game is so addictive. Almost lost.
Congratulations, you are now advancing to the next level.
Here we go, guys. Okay, I'm gonna do this. Oh, I lost! I was so close. Well, I'll tell you what. At least you guys were the first to see me get 100%. And I'm going to work on doing that again, but I'm not going to do it on the podcast because it's just redundant. So that's Smack Me. I'm going to go ahead and hit the home button to go back to the home screen. And that just fades the music out. I'm going to turn on voiceover. three clicks of the home key. I'm going to do two clicks of the home key to go into the app switcher, which is new in OS 4, iOS 4.
Hey, guess what? It's 2:15 p.m.
Yeah, that's great. Double tap and hold. And close Smack Me from the app switcher. Lock my screen back. And that is Smack Me. Once again, you can get that in the App Store. And I really hope you guys enjoy this podcast. If you have any questions and you want to email me, you certainly can. My email address is duff379@gmail.com. That's duff379@gmail.com. You can add me to Skype with Duffman31279. That's all lowercase. Duffman31279. Duffman31279. And if you want to add me to MSN Messenger, you can also do that. That is Darren379@hotmail.com. That's Darren, all lowercase, 379@hotmail.com. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I know it wasn't much. Perhaps someone soon will tackle the iOS 4 podcast. I don't think I want to redo that, especially since I've only had my iPod for about a month, as I said before. But anyway, hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you guys soon for another awesome podcast. For Blind Cool Tech, this is Darren Duff. I'm signing off.